Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. How are you today? Midweek. Don't you love that? Midweek. I love midweek. Midweek means we got a few days under our belt. We got a few more days to go. And then the Monster Show. And boy, do I have news about the Monster Show. We have added, boss count, over 16 new affiliates I'll be announcing over the weekend. And more to come. Growing like a weed. But you expect that. As do I. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that on Sunday on the Monster Broadcast, during the Monster Broadcast. But some great people doing some great work growing the Monster Show. I heard every Sunday from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. Oh, by gosh, growing it to, I don't know. Let's just say it isn't going to stop. The growth will continue. And as long as I'm breathing, we will be filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network, daytime show and the Monster Weekend Broadcast. Got an email today. Wanted to comment on this. Mark, haven't heard your comments on the Oregon standoff. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. That's from Kevin. Where to go with this one? Patriots in Oregon? Nah. Idiots in Oregon? Yeah. First of all, as far as the Oregon standoff is concerned, these people were uninvited. In fact, they were asked to leave by the residents. No one wanted them there. They decided to make a stand against the wishes of the very people they were claiming to want to defend, who didn't want them there, the family, the ranchers, and the community, and local law enforcement. They took over federal property. Whether you like it or not, that's federal property. Those are federal felonies. This isn't going to end well. And, of course, as you know, yesterday it didn't for a number of them. Several arrests were made, and one of the protesters is now dead. The fate of the others looks pretty similar. Nothing to comment about other than the fact that these people give all law-abiding American gun owners a bad name. And, quite frankly, Ammon Bundy and the rest of them that were arrested are going to get what they deserved. Locked up. It's that simple. I have no sympathy for them. It would have been this was not Clive and Bundy situation down there. These people were not invited in. It's an entirely different situation. That's my thoughts on it. Haven't given it much thought. Don't really care about it. And don't really care too much about them. So you've got my thoughts on it. Let me know what you think. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. At AAR Mark on Twitter or Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Those are my thoughts on what happened out there and what is continuing to happen out there. It's not going to turn out good for them. They should have all gone home. They shouldn't have been there to begin with. It's that simple. Yesterday, I talked with you about a school letter sent home to parents asking students to attend a gun safety program. I talked with David Codry about that yesterday. Wow. I thought about that a little bit more, and I read some more into that. I read a couple more reports yesterday. It's a real simple report. School letter sent home to parents asks students to attend gun safety program. And as I asked you yesterday, I'll ask you again today, what's the first thing you think of when you read that headline? Gun safety program. Every town for gun safety. New gun control code words, right? Gun safety. Gun control is now gun safety. Gun confiscation now is Australian style. Gun safety, right? That's what the left does. That's what the un-Americans do. That's why they're un-American. They can't come out and tell you what they want. They got to play games with it. Because they aren't man enough or woman enough to stand up and tell you exactly what it is they want. Because they know free Americans would never stand for that. So I looked at that headline and I thought, man, this is a great headline. Let me read this. And I was proven wrong. It was asking parents to send the students to a true gun safety class. The Eddie Eagle program. Who pioneered the Eddie Eagle program? Here's what I wanted to follow up with you today. This was never mentioned in the news reports. The National Rifle Association was left out of those news reports. It only said the Eddie Eagle gun safety program. The Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program is a product of the National Rifle Association that has taught tens of millions of pre-K through third graders across this country real gun safety. Stop. Don't touch. Leave the area. Tell an adult. Real gun safety. Not Shannon R. Watts, Michael Bloomberg funded hypocrisy, gun grabbing, un-American, confiscatory, lying in your face gun safety, which is gun control. But real gun safety. And this is how we take the language back. This is exactly how we take back these phrases that have been hijacked. Common sense. Common sense gun safety is not putting up a stupid sign that says no guns allowed. Common sense gun safety is teaching children, if they find a gun in someone's home, to stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. I go a step farther and went a step farther with my children. If there doesn't happen to be an adult around, find a phone and call 911. I don't care who gets in trouble, nor do they, as long as they're alive. But you see, my children have been taught common sense gun safety since they were about 3 years old. I joke a lot. My mother-in-law hated the fact that my children at 3, 4, and 5 years old were capable of identifying the parts of a disassembled Glock and telling me where to put them. They weren't strong enough to put them together themselves. That's common sense gun safety. My children have had the curiosity stripped from them. And I go back to a conversation I had with a neighbor a few years ago. Very, very important. When I asked them, do you teach your kids anything about firearm safety? And his response, as well-meaning as he could be, he said in that great southern drawl, he's from Alabama, he said, well, I hadn't had no guns in the house. I mean, it's really not necessary for me to do that. At which point, I could have taken his head off, you know, in a loving way. When I said, well, wait a minute. Your kids play over there at Bill's house. Bill has guns. Your kids play over there. They have guns. Your kids play here. I have lots of guns. Your kids play over there. Your kids, you drop your kids off in neighborhoods, you don't, their parents have guns. You absolutely must teach your children firearm safety. Strip that curiosity from your child. They see it on TV. They see it in movies. It doesn't matter whether you decide to ignore those facts. This is common sense gun safety. This is how we take the language back. This is how we own it. This is how we stuff it right back down the throat of the un-Americans who have hijacked the language for their own un-American, gun-grabbing, political, hateful agenda, which is to demonize you as a good law-abiding citizen for their end game, which is the un-American eventual confiscation of firearms that they are working towards every single day in this country. Now I'm going to get angry. I want you to listen to this. Take a listen to this.
Local leaders just approved some strict new rules for anyone who wants to get a gun license. In Lowell, you now need a letter of recommendation. Write an essay in order to legally get that gun.
And critics say that move goes too far. Beth Germano has the story all new at 5.
The majority of gun licenses issued in the city of Lowell are restricted, meaning owners can have the weapons only at a shooting range or hunting.
All right, oh, so I'm going to stop right there. Restricted, meaning owners can have the weapons only while hunting or at a range. And who the hell gets to determine that? Who gave the moral authority to an individual to tell you where you can and cannot exercise your constitutional rights? I want you to keep that in the back of your head. No man has that authority to tell me that. No man or woman has the authority to tell me that. I want you to take a listen. Keep going.
We wanted to make sure that we allowed people to exercise their constitutional right to carry a firearm.
This is the police chief of Lowell, Massachusetts. That's the man who has determined that he has the moral authority to do what he just said. Did you hear what he just said? We wanted to make sure that we allowed people to exercise their constitution. To allow me, Mr. Police Chief? Well, thank you so much for, thank you. What should I do? Bow at your feet? Kiss your ring? Buy you dinner? At what point do free Americans say, this is enough? I have had enough of this. At what point do free Americans say, I don't have to give you an excuse. I don't have to write you an essay. I'm not going to do it. And I'll carry my firearm with me anywhere and everywhere I choose because I am a free man and have a right to do it. You can't stop me. You have no authority. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I had to, during the break, I had to shift myself a little bit in this crossbreed holster seat because I had to remove my crossbreed holster super tuck, and I put it up on my studio table here with my Glock in it because I like to look at it. I've been carrying that thing for about 36 hours. You forget you even have it. The Crossbreed Super Tuck is still their number one holster for a reason. I've probably got two dozen of them for various handguns, but there's a reason. And I get emails from you all the time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for turning me on to that Crossbreed Super Tuck. I've tried everything and never thought I would be able to carry inside the waistband again. Why is that important? Hey, Lowell, Massachusetts residents. I'm going to play this audio again for you. Got the volume up a little bit for you. And I'm going to bring Jen Jakes in, too, BearingArms.com, and all-around great person, an activist and writer and everything else. Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want you to listen to this audio again. I got a little bit testy on this. I get angry with this. I want to get your perspective on this. At what point in time do free Americans say enough is enough? I will not comply with you. I will defy you. You do not have the authority vested in you morally to tell me what I can and cannot do. You do not have the ability and the authority to do this, and I will not comply with you. Take a listen to this news report out of Lowell, Massachusetts. Very, very important, and I'm going to continue to jump on this. We're going to talk about this on the weekend show, too. Take a listen.
Wired, some local leaders just approved some strict new rules for anyone who wants to get a gun license. In Lowell, you now need a letter of recommendation and you have to write an essay in order to legally get that gun.
And critics say that move goes too far. Beth Germano has the story all new at 5.
The majority of gun licenses issued in the city of Lowell are restricted, meaning owners can have the weapons only at a shooting range or hunting.
We wanted to make sure that we allowed people to exercise their constitutional right to carry a firearm, but we did it in a balanced, reasonable approach.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. The rest of it is a bunch of bunk. This gives you all the necessary information that the police chief, William Taylor, has decided to allow you, Jen, to exercise your constitutional right. Well, thank you very much for that, officer, Democrat, a political appointee. Jen, at what point in time do people say, okay, this is insanity, enough is enough?
Well, I think it's funny that he said he's allowing his constituents to carry in a balanced and reasonable way. It is neither balanced nor reasonable. This is a God-given right protected under our Second Amendment that he is twisting and perverting into some Democrat overlord who can tell us when and how we can carry. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. So I would definitely stand up if I were a resident of Lowell, Massachusetts, and say, yeah, I don't think so.
Here's what they want. You tell me if it's an infringement.
The essay. What is this?
You're going to write me an essay and tell me why you choose to exercise your right, number one. On its surface, that is patently absurd and enough to anger you. It just makes your head want to pop like a zit. Okay? Mm-hmm. It makes you want to explode when you hear this kind of garbage, number one. Number two, they want to institute additional training to the tune of $1,100 in fees so that you can exercise the right that they're allowing you to exercise. This is absolutely wrong, not only on its surface, but at every corner. This is wrong. So I'm asking, when do free Americans say, enough? This man does not have the moral authority, nor does he possess the power to tell me how and when and at what cost I can exercise my right to defend my life and my family and wind up just putting the gun in their pocket because they can as free men and women. At what point in time do we get there and enough of this Democrat-controlled shenanigans, Jen? When?
I think we're there, don't you? I mean, Obama has been pushing his gun control platform for the past how many months now, and what's happened? Everything that is related to the Second Amendment and guns and concealed carry permits and constitutional carry is completely exploding. You are seeing this all-American surge toward Americans running to grab guns, new guns, additional guns, ammo, training, concealed carry permits, in the face of Democratic overlords saying, you can't have guns. We're going to tell you when and where you can have guns. We have California saying they're going to have ammo control. And everyone's saying, no, we're raising up.
Well, okay, hold on. Ammo controls go there because their gun control doesn't work, right?
Exactly.
So now we want to go for ammo control. Look, this is one step at a time. I will never forget hearing Shannon Watts, America's number one un-American gun grabber, make the following statement on NPR about 2 weeks ago. I guess it was right before the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor trade show. When during a conversation on NPR, and Larry Pratt, of course, my good friend, was on the other side of that microphone, when she made the following comment about the host said something about expanded background checks, and I quote her as best I can. She said, well, while expanded background checks are not the holy grail, we believe that President Obama's executive orders expanding them through by making someone else a gun seller requiring to get a background check is a step in the right direction. My first response was, not your holy grail, baby. What is?
Exactly.
What is your holy grail?
It's never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough, ever. And the thing is, if the government would follow the laws that are already on the books, I mean, how many times have we seen the video from Wayne LaPierre saying, follow the law, Mr. President. Do not enact more executive orders, laws, conditions on the American people that are completely unnecessary and just bloated government trying to spew hot air at us. Follow the law already on the books, and maybe you'll see a shift. Maybe
is America figuring this out? Is America figuring this out?
I think they are. I really do. I think a big turning point was when Obama said from Paris during the global whatever, warming, whatever.
Yeah, that thing.
When he said, you just don't see mass shootings and tragedies in other countries like you do in America. And he said it from Paris. I mean, right. Optics, hello. So I think when he said that, you know, people kind of went, wait, gun control, France, Paris happened. And then we had the incident in California. And people, you know, what I always try to say on Bearing Arms is that when I'm talking to someone who may even be on the fence about whether or not to support Second Amendment and go against gun control, I always say, put yourself in that situation.
Well, there is a very fine line between entertaining this absurdity by even having a rational discussion with this man in Lowell, Massachusetts. Because what that does is justifies his unjustifiable position. By entering into some form of debate as if his position is even legitimate, when it seeps out of his mouth, legitimizes him, I think. And we need to find the way to delegitimize him, because what's coming out of his mouth is tyrannical and un-American. And it doesn't deserve a response from those of us on this side, other than the response we're getting right now, which is giving it to him and talking about him and not to him. That's the whole basic premise of Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I don't talk to them, I talk about them. They get enough windbag-free attention. We'll be back right after this with Jen Jakes. Lots more to talk to you about. Don't go away.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, that USCCA on air spot was just running. And I've got to tell you, I mentioned yesterday that you will probably see the promotions up on the USCCA on air site before I do. And I was right about that. I was notified yesterday after I was on air that they would redirect the site to the latest promotion. And they did. So you need to head over to USCCA on air and check this out. And I'll read this. That's the first time I've seen it. Join over 109,000 responsibly armed Americans who have absolute peace of mind with $1,100,000 in protection plan, protection plus. Today you get $485.66 in free bonuses. With the Platinum Plus, it's 14 layers of self-defense shield protection. Here's how it works. You get $1 million civil defense, a civil suit defense and damages. You get $100,000 instant criminal defense protection. That's instant. That's deposited in your account instantly. You get $10,000 immediate bail bond funding right now, immediate. You get $500 a day compensation if you have to go to court, $500 a day compensation. Critical response team available to you 24/7, 365 with immediate assistance. And I mean, it is immediate assistance. I've watched it in action. Number six, you get complete attorney coordination, local referrals within 24 hours. That team goes to work for you right off the bat. Psychological support, post-incident counseling, highly trained individuals. Number eight, you get Concealed Carry Magazine, a full-year subscription, USCCA law advocacy from our nationwide attorney network, expert witness coordination, assistance from self-defense experts, firearm theft protection if your firearms is ever stolen, interrogation and grand jury protection, complete attorney funding before charges are filed, video training collection, exclusive members-only access, and number 14, Concealed Carry License, Library and Article Vault, and the entire library. Over a decade of it at your fingertips. 360 degrees of protection. It's important enough that I want to run this by you. You also get the Responsibly Armed American 10-pack. You heard about the $485 I just told you. That includes the Armed and Ready Training System. It's a digital 8-video set. You get the Armed American Training Series 6-DVD set. You get Guns, Freedom, and the American Dream, the autobiography, Tim Schmidt, the founder. You get If It Is To Be, It's Up To Me documentary. It was an Emmy-nominated movie. Truly was an Emmy-nominated movie put out by the USCCA. You get the Best of Concealed Carry magazine, and I have to tell you, some of my stuff is in that. You'll love it. You get the USCCA T-shirt, a FlexFit hat, big decal for your truck or your Prius. Hopefully your truck, but your Prius. Hopefully your truck. You get a USCCA PVC patch, and you get the lapel pin. And the whole deal is $347 a year. You can break it out into monthly payments, and you are 100% protected. USCCA On Air. Thanks to those guys for sending that site of yours to this. So head over and check it out. Everything's right there on the page for you. Let's go back to Jen Jakes. Jen, that whole Lowell, Massachusetts thing is enough to really, you know, raise your feathers and get you mad and all that good stuff. But I will close out that part of the conversation with this. I think you're right. I mean, Americans are getting there to a point. I've often said on this show that at some point in time, if the Democrat Party, and it is the Democrat Party, Jen, that's pulling these shenanigans, doesn't stop this, they are leading law-abiding Americans down a very dangerous path, because at some point in time, good law-abiding people are going to be required, forced, to make very difficult decisions. So I'm going to close it out by asking you this question, Jen. Do I no longer become a law-abiding citizen when I refuse the order of a tyrant?
Well, that's a very good question, because technically we are abiding by the law set forth in our American Constitution. But a friend of mine, Jason Hoyt, just wrote a book called Consent of the Governed, which is actually talking about how we don't have to wait for elections to get rid of elected officials who choose to not follow our Constitution. So I think more people are waking up, and they're embracing our true foundation here in America and standing up to these tyrants, as you call them, which is absolutely right.
Well, let's ask this question. Let's put this in perspective. Let's assume I live in Lowell, Mass. And let's assume, and Boston, you're listening to this program. Boston, you know, you've got to start asking yourself these questions. In fact, you Democrats that are gun owners in Massachusetts, not just in Massachusetts, I'm talking to you specifically right now because of the shenanigans being played in Lowell, Massachusetts, but Democrats nationwide, you have some very serious soul searching to do. This is your party. This is your machine that's doing this. This is your party leading America down this path. You have not only some soul searching to do, but as gun owners, if you value those rights, you have some responsibilities that those of us on the other side that are forced to fight and answer your party's attacks don't have. You have extra responsibilities. And at some point in time, you have to step up and you have to call this police chief and you have to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. You have to call the mayor. You have to call your local representatives. You have to call your congressmen, your senators, and you have to call the White House. And you have to say, look, I'm a Democrat and I'm sick of this. I'm sick of these attacks and I'm tired of it. And that has to come from you. I can't make you do that. But if you don't do it, you are part of the problem, because it is your party coming after my rights. So here's my question, Jen, then we'll go on. If I live in Lowell, Massachusetts, and I say, you know what, this man doesn't have the moral authority to tell me this. I don't have to write an essay to this man to read a book. I don't have to write an essay to this man to be secure in my private possessions and my home. I don't have to write an essay to exercise my constitutional rights, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to carry my gun with me in a crossbreed super tuck, concealed, because I have a right to do it. Am I any less of a law-abiding citizen?
No, you're even more so a law-abiding citizen. And I think you're right. A lot of constituents, residents, citizens, they say all these words and they can talk about it and they can go to town halls and things like that. That's great. But they're not making phone calls. And the vast majority of representatives who are elected to office do not get a whole lot of phone calls. So the bottom line is, if you get 2, 4, 6, it doesn't matter, 20 people to call in, that's a landslide for that office. And I say that as someone from Wisconsin who had to work on 3 Walker campaigns in 2 years. So you guys can do stuff. You can make change. You can make phone calls, and you can affect the change that you want to see in your area. But it starts by picking up the phone and being active.
It's the number one responsibility that you as a constituent have, is what Jen just said. And that is to make the phone call. That's how you make your voices heard. Here's another one. The mainstream media, when you see the garbage in a local paper, you write the letter to the editor. And let me tell you why that's important. Jen, I'm sure you know this.
I do it all the time.
Well, of course. And you may get some printed and you may not get others printed, but here's what I can tell you. The people who wrote the garbage that ticked you off in the first place saw your letter. They read it. The editors read the letter. They don't throw them out. That's how they decide what to print and what not to print, whether you get printed or not. They know what you said. They know how many letters they received that were in agreement with you. They heard your voice. That's the important part. Now, I was printed in the Tampa Tribune for years down in Florida. Yeah, that's one point in time, everything I wrote to them pretty much showed up the next day when I was going toe-to-toe with an anti-gunner down there. He's no longer with us. He passed away. I would say he was a formidable foe, but he wasn't. He was one of these un-Americans who, you know, what he did, Jenny, went out and he got a concealed carry permit in Florida, claimed to be one of us, and then undermine us by pushing for gun control. I have a Florida concealed carry permit. And here's the problem we face up in Massachusetts. If you go through, and I don't have the time to go through the rest of that audio, you can find it online yourself. You'll hear a gun owner in Massachusetts talk about, well, I don't think it's a problem. I mean, you know, if I got to write something, I would just put this on there. And you know, if it helps the police chief to make a decision, well, there I go. This is a product of years of having their rights infringed, Jen, of living in an area where their rights have been so infringed that success to them is keeping bad bills from becoming law rather than good bills becoming law. And that's exactly what Eric Holder was talking about when he said we had to change people's minds and we had to brainwash them. Jen, when we come back, this is the fastest hour on radio. You wrote a really provocative column about SHOT Show, and I had a lot of women on the program in Vegas last week, and I want to go there with you. Sound like a plan? Sounds like a plan. We'll be back with Jen Jakes right after this. Don't go away.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I am your host, Mark Walters. Welcome back to the program, AM Marksman, American Marksman. Now's your chance to join the competition. I would love to see an Armed American Radio listener get involved with this, and I'm sure a number of you will. But ranges, participating ranges are all over the country. The Frequently Asked Questions page answers all the questions you will have. You heard Brian, the director of this television show, airing on Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel. You're going to hear the ads and hear me talking about it between today and July 15th, and I really want you to win this thing. How cool would that be? But you can head over right now to American Marksman, ammarksman.com. Are you the American Marksman? A revolutionary new shooting competition, a unique new shooting competition, and now finally a chance for you to compete against other amateur shooters from all over the nation. Don't think Top Shot. This is amateur. It's designed for you. There's four different levels of competition, 12 through 16 age group, men, women, and military and law enforcement. So make sure to head over to AM Marksman. This is pretty cool stuff, and I'd love to get a letter from you. It's only like $20 to $26 to join. Costs you nothing, and there are ranges all over the country participating where you go through the qualifications before moving forward. Get involved with it. Check it out. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Jen Jakes, welcome back. You wrote a piece after coming back from SHOT Show. That was
I did.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to read, and it was kind of provocative. Here's why I thought it was provocative. Because I had a woman on my show every day. Good friends. I had Kathy Jackson, who co-wrote my first book with me, Lessons from Armed America. I had Beth Alcazar, who does the Peacemakers and Pacifiers. You know Beth very well. She's involved over at USCCA. Great lady. And then I had you on the program. And we were talking about how the presence of women at the SHOT Show over the last, my gosh, 12, 13 years, 15, 16 years, has really exploded. And
absolutely. I love to see that. It's really great to see.
It is. And then you wrote a piece that I saw when you got back that said, "Stop being pigs." Tell us about it.
Well, and to preface what I wrote, for every one guy that was a complete pig, there were 1,000 who were awesome. And I'm in no way, shape, or form a prude. Mark, you met me. I'm a very straight shooter, no pun intended, but I can hang with the best of them. And my only thing is you guys have to just have respect. And it goes both ways, men and women. And when you see someone of the opposite sex that you may have a little attraction to, you know, roll up your tongue, remember your manners, and just be respectful. That's it. And with the influx of women in the shooting industry, which is fantastic, you guys just have to keep it in your head that if you wouldn't say or do something in front of their spouse, don't do it or say it.
Sound advice. You know, did this have anything to do with the conversation regarding booth babes? And I want to say that that's a derogatory term, and it's also not a derogatory term. A lot of the booth babes like being booth babes, get paid a lot of money for being booth babes, and don't mind. And let's face it, doesn't sex sell, right? Hasn't it for years?
It does sell. You'll get no complaints here. I understand that. But I don't blame them because they're doing their job. I kind of look at the company. And for me personally, Mark, honestly, I look at the booth that have these women out there to draw men in, and I think
right.
if your product is not up to par, then that's what you're going to do. It's the shiny packaging to kind of mask the, you know, whatever you are throwing in that box. But if you have an awesome product that speaks for itself, people are going to go into your booth. And I would rather see someone like Julie Golub or Katie Pavlich or anyone. Anyone else standing out in front saying, hey, do you want to come in and see this new product? Here's what they have. I had a chance to shoot it. It's an amazing gun, or it's an amazing holster. It's amazing. You know, I'd rather see Carol Craighead outside Crossbreed booth. I'd rather talk to her about things, and she's a babe. But
and she's there. You know what? And she's there. And you're absolutely correct.
About.
You're absolutely correct. Don't disagree at all.
No, and again, you know, I had a really good conversation with somebody yesterday about this, and she was saying, you know, there are a good group of a fair amount of men and women who go to SHOT Show specifically to hook up, and I'm like, you know what, more power to them. That's great. My only point is that guys and girls should not just walk up to somebody and assume that they can lay on a thick line and it's going to work. Because
well, that seems to me to be part of the old school show mentality. And I'm not talking
right.
about SHOT. I'm talking about old school, yeah. out-of-town convention mentality
yeah.
that went on years and years and years ago. And it doesn't matter what the convention is. You got the Home Builders Association convention. You know, I'm sure that whole thing goes on, too. It's not just shooters, hunters, you know, shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show. No, so you're absolutely right. And when we talk about women as part of the shooting industry, now, I don't want to say shooting sports, shooting industry.
Industry, right.
That are making up such a huge makeup of this. I was kind of disappointed to read that had happened to you, and I didn't see any of that personally. Of course, I was pretty much stuck in a particular booth or two during the show, you know, and had meetings. But I didn't get as much this time to go out and walk around the floor, and I quite honestly wasn't paying any attention. But I was disappointed to hear that had happened. And hopefully, you know, your comments and your column over at BearingArms.com made a difference to those who would choose to do that, to a segment of our society that now makes up such an important part of the
right.
shooting
again,
industry, for crying out loud.
Again, for every one little piggy, there are literally thousands of amazing, amazing, chivalrous, respectful, kind, funny men that I get to hang out with you and Bob Owens and Stephen Gutowski. I mean, you guys are all actual friends of mine, so you know better. And like Cam Edwards said, if anyone actually knows you in person, Jen, they would never say such a thing, because there's just that line that you don't cross with me. And it's not that I'm a prude. It's not that I can't joke or be vulgar in, you know, some ways. But put it this way, I would never say anything to Rob Pincus' face that wouldn't make Sarah laugh. It just wouldn't happen. Because
that's
I
easy to
that
do when it comes to Pincus. I can pick on
well,
Pincus because he isn't here right now, but I won't
right.
do that. I'm looking forward to having him back on the show next week. We have a lot to talk with him about, too. Okay, BearingArms.com. We've only got about 2 minutes left with you. What have you got cooking up? What are you smelling on the horizon as far as columns? What are you going to write about? What's getting your feathers up?
Well, right now I'm trying to finish, which is very funny because I have three kids and I'm trying to catch up from the SHOT Show, but I'm trying to finish a piece where, you know, everybody says to me, what was the coolest thing you saw? What were the neatest people you got to meet and blah, blah, blah at SHOT Show? But the absolutely coolest thing that I got to witness and be part of is the NRA and Chris Cox presenting my friend J.R. Salzman with a retrofitted rifle to fit his prosthetic. He's a wounded veteran from northern Wisconsin. Great guy. And it was a total surprise to him. And honestly, that's the best thing that I saw and took part in the whole week at SHOT Show.
Yeah, that's very cool stuff. I had, like I said last week on the program, I had an opportunity, and I'll let you, the listener, know that this is coming up. We have some great guests lined up for you. Let me tell you who we've reached out to. We've reached out to Donald Trump. We have reached out to Ted Cruz. In fact, we have already talked with Cruz's campaign months back. Very difficult to get
to
him on the Sunday show.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
it's interesting.
To meet him in D.C.
Wanted him on this on the Monster broadcast on Sunday. Very difficult because that's the time he promised for his family. So we're trying to bring him into the daytime. We're going to let them get through Iowa. And I'll tell you somebody else we've reached out to the campaign, and I'm going to push hard for this. Now, Jen, this won't mean a whole lot to you because you were not aware of how hard I hammered this particular candidate. But we've reached out to Chris Christie, and I would love to get Chris Christie on this program to answer some of the concerns I had, because my concerns are reflective of millions of gun owners across that country who think Chris Christie could have done a whole lot more in New Jersey and didn't.
Oh, two of my favorite articles I've ever written were about Shaneen Allen and Carol Bowen. So I would love
that. Yeah, I would too. So, well, hey, listen, we're getting ready to cut this hour down. Jen Jakes, people can find you at BearingArms.com, correct?
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for being part of the shooting industry, and thank you for writing these stories and keeping everybody up to speed. And, there we go. That means we're done for today, and thank you for being here on Armed American Radio. Well, not the last time we're going to hear from you, I'm sure. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Bob Owens from BearingArms.com made it back from Vegas last night because of the storm. He will be here tomorrow. Going to be a great week. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.